Xbox fans don't exist. Or, as the former World of Warcraft team lead puts it, nothing is real. A lot of these Xbox fans are paid firms or bots. How did he find out? This is standard practice now in corpo warfare. Gonna get far worse with AI. Alright, which one of you red-pilled the Warcraft guy? Now, in all seriousness, I think the question on everybody's mind is, Xbox fans are getting paid? Yeah, I mean, personally, I did get a free year of Game Pass from Xbox, but you're telling me that the Peter Ovos, the Colt Eastwoods, the Tim Dogs of the world, those guys are all bots and they're getting paid? Yeah, if that all turns out to be true, remind me to call my agent when we wrap this up. And I mean, to add fuel to the flames, you also have the countless creators and influencers who have received free consoles, games, or even customized controllers from Xbox to promote the service or even new launches. I mean, AI is getting pretty damn good, but you're telling me that all those people are fake too? Now, as a follow-up to this tweet, Josh Muncy, the director of Xbox Integrated Marketing, tweeted, "Can assure you we do not pay firms to act as fans or fund fake fan accounts." Now, Grums responded to Josh Muncy by tweeting, "The head of Xbox Marketing assures me they would never hire an influencer network or sponsor streamers to shill for Xbox."
What in the world? This is so insane. I can't believe it.
This is one of three refrigerators that were made. So Xbox, thank you guys so much for sending me this.
Now, I'm not saying Hi Justine is a bot, but she certainly has never denied it either. That's right. The world is waiting, Justine. Grums kind of specifically notes his main issue in another tweet, saying, "But many people are suggestible and fell for these sponsored influencers trying to silence me as giant corps ruin the gaming industry." In that same tweet, however, Grums also says, "Xbox fans who are manipulated by said forces try to reframe and distract from the core issues by reframing it as, oh, he's a PlayStation shill, or this guy called me a bot. I never did any of those things. If you read my tweets honestly and carefully." Honestly and carefully. All right, let's pull those tweets back up. Nothing is real. A lot of these Xbox fans are paid firms or bots. Yeah. Sorry, Grums. Even with carefulness and honesty, I don't know how you paint that tweet any other way. Now, if your issue is truly with the influence of paid influencers, then sure, that is definitely something that I can get behind with on that one. Because so often in gaming, fandom becomes so tribalistic. And when creators discover an audience who responds to certain topics over others, more times than not, they're going to phone it in as much as possible. And if those individuals are being rewarded for that bad behavior, then yeah, there is a major issue there. And there is 100% creators out there who will justify, defend, or fight to the death for Xbox or Team Green, even with the most egregious of stories. But Grums, where you lose the argument is those individuals are real people. They're not bots. I mean, simply put, they are individuals who are manipulating a system that greatly benefits echo chambers and cult-like allegiance to one console. But again, even there, I think it's really important to note, if Xbox is truly buying positive coverage, they are doing an incredibly shitty job at it. I mean, over the past couple months, Xbox has been raked over the coals when it comes to things like Redfall, losing key members of development teams, disappointing sales, exclusives resulting in poor reviews, Starfield resolution concerns, and Xbox logos missing from many of the major game announcements. So again, if Xbox is truly paying for positive press via bots, it is definitely not working.